novice to expert, stories and strategies for real estate success. Hey there, I'm Laura Ortega, and I'm thrilled to welcome you to Novice to Expert, the podcast that takes you behind the curtain of both novice and expert realtors. Are you considering becoming a realtor or looking to level up your real estate business? Then this podcast is for you. In each episode, I'll be interviewing experts in real estate, sharing my own growth journey, and we'll learn together how to establish habits that produce prosperity and bless others. Whether you're a seasoned realtor or a complete novice, don't miss out on any episode. Hit that subscribe button now to stay in the loop and updated with the latest interviews, tips, and strategies from industry experts. Let's go. Episode 4, true or false, teachers make the best real estate agents. Okay, I still work in education, so I'm definitely not advocating leaving your profession, but I want to speak to the unique qualities and experiences that teachers bring to the table when you choose these dual career agents as your realtors. Shout out to anyone who is considering pursuing real estate, because if you missed the last episode, I detailed my whole journey, all about how I became a real estate agent, including the courses I took and how I passed the test. So definitely go back and give that a listen before continuing on. But I just want to congratulate those teachers out there that have made the move, whether fully or part-time, into the real estate world, because we need you. We need your voice and your perspective because it's incredibly valuable. And as I share my story today, you'll see why. As you listen, think about if any of these experiences resonate with you. And please leave this episode a review and share your own experiences. I would love to hear from you. Here's a bit about how my experience as an educator has shaped me to serve. Number one, empathy. Both education and real estate are in that people business, meaning we work with such a variety of people on a daily basis. We listen to their needs, we measure and celebrate their progress, and we even tailor our own approach to meet them where they're at. From teaching fourth graders to AP World History students to now training teachers and administrators. That's me. I constantly had to be in tune and on top of things. The truth is, we don't know what has happened before students set foot in the classroom. And in the same way, we don't know our real estate clients' past experiences with buying or selling a home. It's so important that we get to know our clients well and that we are sensitive to their past experiences. We want to give everyone a fresh start, and we want to make it a positive experience, but that will be built on the trust we form in the beginning. Many real estate agents only pursue a client for a season. It's just this transactional relationship with a beginning and end. But I tend to look at our relationship as a longer one. I truly want to be your realtor for life. Let me walk with you to buy your first home, your second home, your investment property, multiple investment properties, and then your dream home. Let me walk with you through the selling process from your initial thoughts about it to the closing table, and then, you know, finding the right movers to take care of all those details. I want to be there for you. And if you're in Texas, I can directly represent you. If you move outside of Texas, I actually have some incredible top-notch realtor friends all over the nation. And I would love to connect to you to help in your transition. Just reach out. Number two of why teachers make amazing realtors. Realtors that teach know how to take what may seem complicated and overwhelming, aka the closing disclosures, the disclosure forms, etc., and break it down so that you can understand it. They actually say if you can teach something, you've begun to master it. So that's another purpose in this podcast. It's that Realtors that are novices and are listening, they can learn from experienced realtors that are teaching them. Definitely, our clients, they sometimes feel anxiety when they see all those like official TREC forms for the first time. And I really love to make them feel more at ease by explaining exactly what they're signing. And if they have any further questions, referring them to an attorney for legal counsel. In fact, I'm also bilingual. I learned Spanish as an adult, and I specialize in meeting the needs of English learners, so I'm a pro at taking what may seem complicated and breaking it down in a way anyone can understand. The buying process can be stressful, and truly, it's probably the biggest financial investment you'll make in your life. I want my clients to be empowered with all the information available to make that informed decision. Plus, you need to let your realtor take that burden off of your shoulders. Think about an analogy like this. You decide you want to learn piano. You could research and you could watch YouTube videos and you could sit down and you could touch a piano every once in a while. Your ears would perk up whenever you heard piano music and you tell your friends, "I'm going to play the piano." But really, how much progress would you make without an instructor or trainer by your side? In the same way, when you decide to buy a house, whether moving from an apartment to your first home or you're a move-up buyer, most people start with a big app company like Zillow. Is that you? Thumbs up. So you start filtering and hearting homes to save lists, and maybe you're even watching online home tours. You start noticing every for sale sign, and you beg your spouse to visit every open house in your desired neighborhood. You also tell all your friends, "I'm going to buy a house." But let's be honest, how much progress are you going to make in 3 months, in a year? In contrast, with a skilled realtor by your side, representing you, taking time to know you and your story, they can match you to the right home in the right neighborhood. Because ultimately, it's you making the decision, but your realtor, they got your back. They're going to be the one advocating for you, negotiating on your behalf, and the truth is, if you go alone, you're more likely to make an emotional decision, only later to find out that house wasn't the best fit after all. And that takes us to number three of why teachers make the best realtors. And it's this: communication. Teachers are master communicators to a variety of audiences. Think students, parents, admin, community members, policyholders. They know the importance of clear and consistent communication. Not only that, they're tactful in their words, and they know how to flip that negative to a positive. Teachers that become realtors bring that essential skill to the table. Do you know that the other day I was trying to get in touch with 10 different listing agents, and you know what? Only one of them actually answered the phone. After that experience, I vowed as a realtor, I will always answer my phone, because to me, that communication piece is so essential. To be honest, if your realtor is not doing the simple task of answering the phone, how much do you trust them to communicate the offers to you as a seller? Or if you're the buyer, communicate if your offer was accepted. For me, trust is essential between realtors and their clients. I remember back when we didn't know any better. I'd go on Zillow, I'd heart a home, and use a randomly assigned realtor to unlock the door, and they would show us around. But this realtor, they didn't know the home, the neighborhood, or us. So it just ended up being this waste of time. When we got smart and we hired a realtor, he wasn't just a door opener. He became a trusted partner in the process. He knew what we were looking for exactly, and he actually encouraged us to step out of that geographical bounds that we thought we wanted. Because of his advocacy, we end up finding our current home. And that's why I get so passionate about real estate, why I decided to invest in these courses, to get licensed, and even go beyond that to join the Realtor Association, which, you know, has very high standards. I just so believe that every client should be empowered, that they should be represented well, and they should have an advocate in the industry walking them through the process and taking that stress out of the situation. With my problem-solving mindset, attention to detail, and negotiation skills, I will work tirelessly to ensure you get the best possible outcome. With my teaching and training experience, you can trust me to be your guide, your advocate, and your empathetic and knowledgeable partner in this journey. Fellow realtors, this is an ask for me. Let's work together to make this industry even better than it was before. Specifically, if you're a teacher contemplating joining the world of real estate, let's talk. Together, we will unlock your potential and transform your life through real estate. You've been listening to the Novice to Expert podcast. If you're interested in partnering, want to share your own experience as a realtor, or want to sell or buy in DFW, DM me at lauraortega.realtor on Instagram and follow for content that uplifts and empowers you to become a real estate expert.